One of the most amazing stories of the 20th century came to a quiet end last week. Nadezhda Popova died at the age of 91. Now, I don't expect you to know who Popova was unless you are a woman pilot who knows the history of women in aviation in the 20th century or are a student of World War II history. But if you were a German citizen who lived through the air raids of the 1940s, Popova and her fellow pilots were especially feared. The Germans had a name for them.
We flew in sequence, one after another, and during the night we never let them rest. So they called us night witches. And the Germans made up stories. They spread the rumor that we had been injected with some unknown chemicals that enabled us to see so clearly at night.
They were not witches, of course. They were just damn good pilots, the first and only all-women division of pilots in the Soviet Air Force. The witch name came from the sound of their plywood and canvas airplanes bringing to mind squadrons of broomsticks overhead. In 30,000 missions over 4 years, the night witches dumped more than 20,000 tons of bombs on the Germans. Popova herself flew 852 missions.
We never cut the engines. We only idled the engines, and we glided the airplanes. The sound that we made probably made our plane sound like the witch on the broom, but it's just somebody's fantasy.
That's Nadezhda Popova speaking there to the BBC in 2009. It's her life story that sounds like somebody's fantasy, that's for sure. Amy Goodpasture-Strebe, author of Flying for Her Country, The American and Soviet Women Military Pilots of World War II, joins me now. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you.
I mean, what an amazing story. She started out not expected to be a pilot. She stumbled into aviation and is really something of a war hero. How many people like Popova were there in the Soviet Union?
Well, in the Soviet Union, there were about 1,000 women who were parts of the three main regiments, the 588th Regiment, which was the night bombers that Nadezhda Popova was a part of. There was the 587th Regiment, which was the dive bombers, and the 586th, which was the fighter pilots. And those are the three main female regiments that were started by famed Russian pilot Marina Raskova. Some of the women also flew in some of the male regiments, but mainly the Russian women flew in these three main regiments, and there were just a little over 1,000 women who volunteered.
How well known were these women pilots in Germany and during the war as legendary aces and, you know, part of the whole front against Germany?
Well, I think during the time, you know, obviously when they're fighting against each other up in the sky, they don't know that they're fighting against men or women, or, you know, I think the Germans were very surprised when they found out that they were fighting against women. And, of course, there was lots of stories about when some of the Germans had been shot down, and then they, wanted to know who had been involved with them, say, in a dogfight or something. And, of course, it ends up being a woman, a Russian woman, a young Russian woman at that. And so they were very surprised. And so they became kind of legendary, I think, during the war. And then, you know, because in Germany, of course, women didn't fly in the Air Force, but in Russia they did. So there was, I think there was a great bit of curiosity towards them. But that in the end, of course, is a great deal of admiration, because they had done something that nobody had done, the women had done before. They were the first, women to fly in combat.
We're talking with Amy Goodpasture-Strebe, author of Flying for Her Country, The American and Soviet Women Military Pilots of World War II. In the obituary for Nadezhda Popova, it says that these pilots were originally trained as crop dusters in Russia and Ukraine. Is that your understanding?
Well, also you'd understand that the women, the night witches, who flew in the 588th Night Bomber Regiment, they flew the PO2s, which were really World War One era biplanes that were made out of wood and canvas, not something that you think you would be flying, you know, against a Luftwaffe. But so they were very precarious. They didn't have parachutes, you know, a lot of the things that, you know, radar and anything that sophisticated equipment that you think that you would have. But the good side of the PO2 was that it was highly maneuverable. They could fly very low to the ground. Of course, they flew at night. That's where they did their damage and where they got their nickname, Night Witches. So they did. They were very effective.
I want to play you one other clip that really tells the story of aviation. Nadezhda Popova was born in 1921. She experienced aviation in the very, very beginning as a young girl, and tells this story back in 2009 about seeing a pilot for the first time quite by accident who sort of crash landed near where she lived in the Ukraine. Listen.
We all rushed out of the school and we saw him landing and he jumped out of the cockpit. We touched his jacket, we touched his hands probably. We thought that the men who were flying were absolutely extraordinary, as if they were coming from another planet. And my dream was not only to fly, but to man the plane myself, to fly like a bird.
You can hear that young girl, even in her voice in 2009. And I'm wondering if a lot of young girls had that experience, and did they get to fly in World War II because of some moment of feminism that went into the military, or just need?
Well, I think definitely was need. There was in the 20s and 30s, the 30s considered like the golden age of aviation. But, you know, in the 20s with Charles Lindbergh, and there was a lot of romance, I think, tied up in aviation because it was in its infancy. And the thought of getting into a plane and flying and the freedom of that brought, I think, really drew a lot of obviously men, but women, too, both in the United States and in Russia and all over the world. So, especially Nadezhda being born in a small town in the Ukraine where it wasn't probably too often where planes would be flying around. It was a big deal when a plane would fly into your town. So, but no, I think it definitely wasn't a feminist motivation that brought the women into World War II to fly military aircraft. I think it was definitely a need. Russia, of course, was invaded by Germany, and they needed, every single person to help in the war effort. And so the Russian, thousands of women volunteered to fly, and Marina Raskova, of course, wanting to do her part too, was able to, with Stalin's blessing, create these three female regiments. And so they basically didn't really think of themselves as doing any different job than what their male counterparts were doing during the war.
And Nadezhda Popova was one of the first to volunteer. Well, it's a remarkable chapter of World War II history, remembering pilot, one of the night witches, Nadezhda Popova, who died last week at the age of 91, speaking with Amy Goodpaster-Strebe, author of Flying for Her Country, The American and Soviet Women Military Pilots of World War II. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.